This Fifi, Dave and Fev catch up is an innovative way to catch up on all the bits you missed from this morning's show. Melbourne Polytechnic is an innovative place to thrive that are with their students all the way from career planning to lifelong learning. I'm going to do that one again. Visit melbournepolytechnic.edu.au to find out how.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Well, just history yesterday. I know Fifi wasn't on air yesterday. As history was unfolding, the result was clear that the president-elect would be Donald Trump. Even overnight, Obama and Trump in the same room together. This was a little bit awkward.
Well, I just had the opportunity to have an excellent conversation with President-elect Trump. It was wide-ranging. I have been very encouraged by the, I think, interest in President-elect Trump's.
It's just so awkward.
I have been very humbled. The photos are brilliant. To see Obama looking so uncomfortable, not happy.
Dejected.
And Trump sitting there going, mate, what were those other jokes you were making at my expense?
Yeah, look, and Fife, you weren't on air yesterday. I think it's fair to say traditionally in terms of politics on this show, you are pretty diplomatic. You can see the benefits of all sides, usually.
Well, thank you, Byron.
That's the way you've kind of always gone about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fev, I wonder if we had technology which would enable us to get Fife's real thoughts
and
about.
Do you know what's amazing?
Mm.
We do.
Tap into it.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
We are speaking directly to Fifi's brain, where we're able to talk to her thoughts.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, man, what a sickie yesterday, eh? God, I had fun at that day spa. Oh! What a cracker. Look at these nails.
Fife, seeing we've got your brain on the line, I know this is sort of a form of almost putting a gun to your head, really, mm-hmm. but I will ask you now, before your brain starts talking,
okay.
Who were you actually going for in the US election?
Look, I think there's something we can all learn from who won and who is now the President of the United States or will be from January. And I would like to remain committed to that.
Old Switzerland.
Okay, so
Donald Trump. Don't you worry about that. Hillary, first female president. I don't think so. I'm not sure if she was the right person for that. You need a woman who's strong, powerful, a natural leader. Who do I know? Oh, that's right, the big dog!
Okay.
Sitting right here.
Okay. Faith, do you think that President-elect Trump will do a good job? Do you feel Trump could do a good job, Faith?
Look, I think it's yet to be seen what he can do. And I agree with what everyone else is saying, and the media are finally accepting that he is the president, and we now have to just let him be a president.
I think he's a genius, that guy. I said he built a wall on the border of Mexico, and I respect that. We all need fences. I mean, have you seen the humdinger around my joint? Whoa! When you got a banging pad like mine, you need to keep the grate unwashed out, eh? If right. council let me build a moat and put security up in gun turrets, I'd be happy.
Okay. And then, Fife, how are you feeling about the US living under Trump's leadership for the next 4 years?
Well, it is a concern. I am worried. We've got riots in the streets. I just think that if everybody just calms down and lets this presidency take place and see what happens.
Interesting. Hey, Fee's mouth, got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, and this may seem like it's getting off topic, but remember when we got our eyes tested? What was the result there? What did they say our vision was?
Well, I have 20/20 plus vision.
Exactly, 20/20. Fifi for president. Trump's just warming the seat, guys. Go!
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Are you ready?
Wonga Park Open.
Feel it live at Australian Open 2017. Plan your summer at ozopen.com.
Everyone's doing that. And before it gets underway, the Australian Open 2017, there is another tennis match, a grudge match, that you shouldn't miss.
That's right, a week until I am on the Wonga Park tennis courts like I was at age 13, and I'm facing Hallie in the under-14 Wonga Park Open. This is brilliant. I haven't put in a lot of training yet, but I know Hallie is, she's going to get some training from you, Fev, which is great if you'd put yourself forward to help her. Maybe you haven't put yourself forward to help her. I'm not sure. I know that, Dave, you're trying to help her as well. I mean, what I've realised is that, Byron, we're yet to have a role for you in all of this.
Right, because they were so vocal about
good
their roles there.
Faith.
I mean, you guys
They were very quick to support Hallie, and I thought we were mates.
Well, Faith, good point.
This is interesting because it's a grudge you've held after losing the under 14 championships so long ago, where you lost six love, six love. Mm. I worry you're going to get thrashed again. And at the moment, I figured I would commentate. I mean, at the Blackout Challenges, I normally commentate what I'm seeing, and I'm already sort of practicing. Oh, box blown away there by the 13-year-old.
That's
straight
fine.
Down the line.
No, Byron,
back in her box.
I've got I've already got some ideas for who could commentate the game, like an actual commentator. We're dealing with the Australian Open. We've got Channel 7 involved. I mean, there are other people that are more equipped for that job, but thank you for putting your hand up for it.
Okay. Yeah, so there's just a lot of people that are going to do
a lot better job.
Yeah, good job. So what are you workshopping? What are we talking here?
Okay, well, I'm just thinking if Sonda would like to walk into the studio with some apparatus that I've got my
hands on. What is that?
Now, coming to the studio is a giant ball costume.
Come
that
on.
Byron, this is the thing. We need ball boys and girls.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Because I am a fully grown adult going back to my childhood tennis courts and playing a 13-year-old.
Okay.
I'm Byron. I missed the ball.
Fev's now wearing the tennis outfit, which is great. That's what you're going to look like. A giant tennis ball.
It's a giant human-sized tennis ball costume.
Yeah, but better than that, Byron. It gets better. Just relax. You are going to be a ball boy, actually dressed as a ball.
I won't be able to pick up a ball wearing that. How do your arms get to the floor?
Well, you're more the token ball boy.
Wow.
You're more that you can be the head ball boy. And on 13, 10, 60, if there are any other people listening that are now grown adults who were ball boys or girls when they were a kid, call now and get involved. You can relive your heyday as a ball boy.
So former ball boys and ball girls are going to relive their glory days as ball boys, and somehow I'm leading them.
Yeah, you're the head of the posse.
This is ridiculous.
You're leading the squad, Byron.
What are you talking? Look, don't get me wrong. I think, you know, it's been 20 years since Fee got smashed at that Wonga Park final. And, you know, it's a bit of a desperate attempt to relive her youth. But this point, this has got me on board.
This is amazing.
Mate, seeing your pasty, lanky body running around the court, it will be, oh, look, I know comedy, and that is comedy.
Yeah. Okay.
Dave, glad I could
it's
help.
It's a bit like a skit that was on Ellen with Donald Trump with the arms.
The little hands.
Oh, the little hands, look at them.
Okay, we'll put that on our Insta, by the way, and I like that Fev's dressed up in it. In fact, maybe it could be his role. Fifi Dave Fev on our Insta for a picture of Fev in this ridiculous costume, and call now if you're this ridiculous phoner, a former ball boy.
The big tennis ball's coming at me right now. Fev, step away.
Come back to your calls.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
In the lead up to the Wonga Park Tennis Open, where Fifi will take on an under 14-year-old, this should be a farce of an event. Anyway, what have you said?
She's 13 in 4 days, Byron.
Okay. You want a ball, former ball boys?
Well, no, here's the thing. Okay. So Hallie will be there. She's 13. She qualifies for the under 14 tennis championship. I'll be there because I am the former sort of champion. Well, no, I was one of the champions in the championship and I'm going back to my heyday.
Okay.
Now, what we need to do is we need to fill out this team. So we've got, I don't know what Dave's doing yet, but I know that Fev is putting his hand up. Whether or not Hallie wants you to coach her, that's another question.
I don't think we'd spoken about me coaching
her. Well, I
yet.
Know, but I don't think Sonda's produced the segment very well then, has
she? you're her coach.
This is something we should have discussed.
That's your role.
Yes, I'm coaching, but we'll bring that up a bit later.
Excellent. I'm glad that's all been thought through. What we do need now is Byron needs to be head ball boy.
Role.
Oh, man, seriously.
Yeah, bingo.
Somebody get on board with me because
I'm on board. There's no tennis match without a ball boy. When the pros play, they don't go fetch their own ball.
Exactly. Thank you, Fev.
They need a ball boy.
Here's the thing. Byron, basically, you're dead weight at the moment until we've got a job for you. So your job is head ball boy.
Thanks.
Now, you need fellow ball boy and girls to run around the court with you. And we are only looking for people who have had this job in the past.
Okay.
You need to be a fully grown adult who once upon a time ran around Rod Laver Arena getting balls.
All right. We're going to speak to those former ball boys and
girls. I'm not angry
girls.
Anymore.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
You lost a long time ago and you need to redeem yourself.
Yeah, Australian Open 2017 is on its way. Everybody's getting excited. Summer's here. Tennis. I mean, how exciting is it when we know all those big players are coming to town and they're going to hit Rod Laver?
And also,
I want what?
It's my birthday around.
Awesome.
Every year.
Totally off topic, but well done.
That's why I'm so excited for Australian Open because I know it's my birthday coming up.
I know, that's very good too. Now.
Okay, good.
Jafflegate.
What's happened here?
Okay. Let me take over from here because Fief and Fev are more concerned they don't have their jaffles, whereas Dave and I, the professionals, will
Hang
push
on a
through.
Second. Excuse me, don't ever go off Fev and I. We're totally fine. We know what we're doing. We've got our eyes on the prize.
You've
and the prize is the Wonga Park under 14 Australian Open.
Yeah, great. That's not even what it's called.
I hope when Hallie plays you, you're not hangry. Because if you are like you are right now, that poor kid's going to get crushed.
Let me quickly handle this. Fifi's going to be playing. That's her role. Hopefully losing to a 13-year-old, which is what we all hope will happen.
No, I'm rewriting history.
Fev is going to coach the 13-year-old Hallie. Yes. Dave is going to be very funny there as well. My role
consistent.
Is to be a ball boy. They've decided I'm a ball boy, but we need former ball boys and ball girls to join my ball boy team. Christy from Adelaide has called us. Why is Christy from Adelaide calling?
What? Hey, Christy.
Hello. How are you, Fee?
Good. Christy, are you streaming all the way from Adelaide?
I am.
Nice work.
Does not bode well for the Adelaide morning radio team.
No, don't say that. I love the guys. They're great.
No, don't say that. Okay.
Now, Christy, are you a former ball girl?
I am, darling, I am. I'm a professional ball person from 25 years ago.
Oh, wow. Christy, well, when we've made Byron, we've appointed him our head ball boy, but clearly you're far more experienced.
I have a lot of experience, definitely. I held Pat Rafter's towel, so I can definitely do that for you, Faith. I think we could get you over the line, darling. I think
Christy,
we could.
I love it. You in my corner. I think this has got to happen.
Totally. I have to warn you, though. The back and the knees aren't the same as what they used to be.
That's okay. I'm in ripping condition.
Anyway, thanks, Chrissy. And I'm quite happy for you to replace me as team captain. We'll sit on that one.
Yeah, the only I'm going to fly Christy all the way from Adelaide.
The only thing I'm worried about, if she's holding your towel, will your butler and stuff at home get jealous? Like, what about all your help that you've got back at your joint?
Tux from Tullamarine. Hi, Tux.
G'day, Faith. How are you?
Good, Tux. Tux, are you a former ball boy?
I am. It was about 15 years ago down at the local comp in Greenvale.
Yeah, nice.
Good
excellent.
Credentials.
So
that's pretty impressive.
Would you like to be one of our ball boys at the Wonga Park Under 14 Open?
Absolutely. Byron, I reckon we're going to run amok down there, me and you.
Well, it's going to be crazy.
Hey, don't worry about running amok, Tux. Just get the balls in play and that's all you need to do.
Thank you very much, Tux. Hey, call. Look forward to seeing you there. That's part of my team, apparently.
And Simon from Narre Warren. Hi, Simon.
How you going, Fifi?
Good. Simon, are you a former ball boy?
I am. Multiple Australian Opens, Davis Cup back in the early 80s.
Oh, wow.
Early 80s? Bjorn Borg is a new...
35 years ago. But I reckon I could find the old Dunlop volleys from back then.
Simon, this is great.
You're in. Look at your
team. We're putting together for you, Byron.
I'm actually starting to enjoy this. Simon, Davis Cup in the 80s.
That's amazing.
Mate, Simon, you could string a wooden racket for us.
Pat Cash beat the... Swedish team. I was a little ball boy on the net.
Wow. Outstanding. Would have been Mats Wilander, I would have thought.
Great pedigree.
Can I ask a question that I don't think we've covered yet? Are we playing on hard grass or clay?
We're on...
grass.
No, I don't think it is. I can only speak from when I was there. And that was...
A hard court?
No, what is it called? The red stuff.
Rebound days.
No.
Oh, you're really well prepared.
Clay?
Okay.
No, not clay.
She doesn't even know what surface she's playing on. We'll work on it. 17th of November is the Wonga Park Open, of course. Breathe in summer at the Australian Open 2017.
Oh, apparently it is clay. It wasn't clay when I was there. What's that red stuff?
Kids tickets.
Clay! That's clay. That's
are only $5. This is a disaster.
Oh, my God.
Plan your summer at ozopen.com.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
The lines are open for Is It Amazing? 13 10 60. Call now. How does it work?
Okay, it works. It's really simple. It's call in with an amazing story. Tell your amazing story and we'll either help you tweak it. We'll give you the cold, hard truth. We'll say it's not as amazing as you thought. Maybe don't trot that out in a new friendship group. They might not be impressed. Or you could blow our minds and it could be amazing. Now, Brad, our wonderful online guy who makes all the great videos you see, does a lot of our Facebook and Instagram posts. He does a great job here on the show. He's also put his hand up to say he has an amazing story, Brad.
Already a bad start because it's not my story. It's a secondhand story.
Sorry, guys. It's not ideal. Push on.
I went to high school with these two twin girls in the same year level above me. They were identical, got the same enter score, went to the same uni, and then this year got a job at the same primary school as primary school teachers.
So their lives have run in parallel.
They're identical.
Don't get me wrong, to get the same score, like to be in the same year level, less amazing.
In fact, to be expected.
to have the same vocational interests. Not as amazing, but that bit about the TER score, what do you think, guys?
Fev's looking at me and wants me to give it a certain rating that I think it's probably a bit better than that.
Mate, they're twins.
The same primary school.
They're identical.
But they should be at the same primary school.
They should be the same primary school.
Sorry.
Hey, guess what? My daughters aren't twins, but they go to the same primary school.
No, okay. They got jobs as primary school teachers okay. at the same school.
Mate, they live in a town of 100 people. There's only one school.
Brad, we'll turn him off. Here's the problem. With Is It Amazing, you must accept the judge's decision.
That's the way it is. And to be honest, he knows, because Fev usually loves a twin story. The amount of times we have twin stories off air.
He loves that stuff.
131060 is the number. We will come back to your amazing stories next with Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Your judges are Fifi, Dave and Fev. You need to tell an amazing story, at least you think it's amazing. They will let you know. They'll be honest, because leading into a weekend, you need to know these things. You might want to retell these at parties or barbecues.
Emma from Endeavour Hills. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Really well, Emma. This is a great story. Well, better than that, apparently. It's an amazing story. Tell us what it is.
It is. Okay, so my son, when he was 3 years old, he's five now, saved his 18-month-old sister's life.
Oh, wow. Hell. I think that is incredible. Okay. It's already amazing.
So our old place had vertical blinds. She actually jumped off the coffee table with it cord around her neck, and he actually held her up and yelled out to me, and I came running in and, yeah, found them like that. So she ended up with quite a bad line around her neck from the cord, but I was very lucky that I was still in the house and that he lifted her up and... It's three. So I couldn't believe that he knew how to do that.
You had us at Save
yeah,
Child's Life.
Honestly, that is a really is incredible.
Yes, it's amazing.
Didn't really need any more, did
no,
it?
No, I didn't. No, that's amazing. an amazing story, Emma. And you know, thank goodness that your children are both safe now. Jacob. Hello, Jacob.
Hi, how you going?
Great, Jacob. Have you got an amazing story for us?
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing.
Awesome. We'll run it by us.
Well, I moved to a new school in grade 6 and I met this guy and we became best mates. And then my sister found some old photos of me in grade 1 and there was a photo of me and him together from grade 1 in Melton and we were best mates back then as well. I just didn't remember at all.
This is interesting. Sit tight. The guys are going to have a chat about that one.
I'm happy with that. Imagine forgetting that you were best mates with someone and then later in life you're best mates again.
You're grade 1.
4 years later.
How did he
4 years? Was it 4 years?
From grade 1 to grade 6.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was, I think, like sixth form, like in year 12. Like
no.
As an,
grade 6.
Oh, so you forgot that he was your best mate 4 years earlier.
That hurts a bit.
Yeah, I didn't know him at all. And then grade 6, met him, became good friends, and then...
That's not amazing.
Well,
when you're four, you can forget your friends with somebody.
No, that's...
I didn't mind it, Jacob. Jacob, I did not mind that one.
I think that's pretty amazing.
I thought it was too. I mean, the boys have gone against us, Jacob.
Don't tell that story at the pub tonight, big fella. Don't tell that story tonight.
Oh, come on.
No, Jacob, it's cute. I like it. Maybe just fudge the numbers a bit. Like, say, when you're in your 11... Make it
put some GST on it.
Yeah.
I'll change it to the end of school in year 12.
Way better.
Perfect.
Yeah. Definitely. Better. Good stuff. See, it helps. This segment helps. It's sometimes going to be cruel to be kind. I don't think Jacob can benefit from that.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Ooh, something groundbreaking has happened. A historic encounter between two rivals has just happened in the last hour over in the States. Two men met in the Oval Office.
Ooh.
Obama, because that's his hangout at the moment for now. And Donald Trump. The Trumpster is in the building. Oh, this is just, wow.
It's bizarre.
It's happening, everyone. And that is the first time they'd met. Now, they had their little meeting. Who knows what got said behind closed doors. I imagine Barack was bright red and humbled by the fact that he had made lots of jokes at Donald Trump's expense, and Donald Trump would have been looking at him going, well, mate, how funny
Trump
are your jokes
walked,
now?
He would have walked in just going, I'm the Trump.
Yeah, but do you think he also, Barack, just put down his birth certificate and went, see, we all make mistakes, don't we, mate? I was always born here. You waffled on for 8 years that I wasn't born in this country.
Well, he's
good
still
on
claiming
you, Donald.
Donald's claiming he's got proof that it's not a real birth certificate. Anyway, let's listen to it. This is... the audio of, exclusive audio of Trump and Obama in the White House.
This is after the meeting?
Yeah, that just happened.
Right,
this is the meeting that just happened.
I'm just checking which one I should play.
Not
here we
one.
Go.
Well, I just had the opportunity to have an excellent conversation with President-elect Trump. It was wide-ranging. I have been very encouraged by the, I think, interest in President-elect Trump's wanting to work with my team.
Well, thank you very much, President Obama. We had never met each other. I have great respect.
Oh,
how awkward.
Well, President Obama is very calculated whenever he speaks. He's a very good speaker.
Orator, yes.
He stumbled a lot in that. He didn't know. He was like, where's my pie? I want the humble pie because I'm eating it.
I wonder, Fev, if he was thinking, whilst he was making that speech, whether or not he was flashing back to when he said this about Trump just a few weeks ago.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
Oh, wow, it just gets worse.
Ouch.
And now, I mean, that is the equivalent. Those two meeting in the Oval Office just within the last hour, it's like being confronted with your nemesis. Like, you know, the things those two would have been saying about each other behind their backs over the last few months, now they're faced. And this can happen. Sometimes your nemesis, you come face to face with them.
What about your ones?
Well, she's
never seen again.
She's had so many, and that's a good point. Have either of them been seen? I've got a couple. Well,
mate,
I've got a couple.
A dozen or so I can go off the top of my head.
Well, just from our audio archives, I've got two, and I don't even know where to start. Do I start with the former Tin Turn school captain, David, or do I go with popular musician, front woman of Killing Heidi, Ella Hooper?
I love Ella Hooper.
Which one should I play first?
Go that one then. No, well, Ella's a wonderful human. I love Ella.
Okay. Ella Hooper.
Okay. Hoops.
You're referring to the fact that she started working here a few years ago. Mm.
She did.
And
where is she now?
No, I love Ella. She's great. And she's so wonderful. She was baking goods for everybody. Like, she'd go home, she'd make food, and she'd bring it in and share it with everyone in the office.
Wildly popular.
Byron decided she was my nemesis. That was just stupid. I loved Ella.
Well, let's have a listen to this. This was when Ella was baking for everyone in the office. We recorded it. Fief stooped to really a real low for her and started baking as well to try and get the attention. Have a listen. This is all the staff loving Ella's stuff, and then Fief comes in.
It's fantastic. I love it.
I had to mangle it with the pizza.
I'm going to marry you, Ella. This is
love.
Sorry.
You're a real kid.
I know. It's my first week. I've got to make a good impression.
Okay, trying to. It's just that 2 days ago, I decided not to eat anything out of a packet. So everything's homemade. I made a Thai chicken salad. I made vegetable soup. I made all this stuff. I know. And then what I haven't done, though, is done what you did. You've come in with a slice for everybody.
Like a snack thing.
Yeah.
Literally a sign not saying everybody eat.
Well, it's just a little bit annoying because no one cared when I went all organic.
Everyone made her out to her own nemesis. She wasn't. She's just a really wonderful, beautiful human. I love Ella.
Can she come back in? If we all get cakes out of this little rivalry.
I mean, Ella's doing very well still in her music career, but I must admit, Fev makes a point. I haven't seen her around the radio station for years.
I don't even know who it is. I've never seen her.
So what other ones have we got in there? Jane Bunn, Sam Armitage.
We'll come back to all of those. 131060 is the number. Tell us about your nemesis. For Obama, it is definitely Trump. For Box, it is definitely Hooper.
No, it's not. You just made that up. That's stupid.
131060, if you have a nemesis, tell us all about that nemesis.
Fief's going very Trump over here. I never said it.
I never did.
We just played the audio.
Here we go. This is Fev's song.
Oh.
And we'll come back to your calls.
It's a remix. It's some reverb.
We like
on
that. It's a Friday.
Oh, I don't know that we do.
What's sweet DJ's remixing it?
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Give us a call right now. The lines are open on 131060. Do you have a nemesis? It's obvious that Obama and Trump are each other's nemesis.
And they're just met in the Oval Office. Photos. I've just had a look at the photos of them sitting there. They dislike each other so much. And Obama looks as uncomfortable as I've ever seen him.
Ooh. And
he's
the only
looking
reason
at him with disdain.
Barack would be like that is because of what we've just been talking about. Yeah. He literally has trash canned Trump. No way he's going to win. He is in his house.
Oh, no.
He has to move out.
Keys.
He's going to hand over the keys and say, "Move in, big boy. You're in here for 4 years."
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Yeah, but how much would you just be putting sardines in the bedhead? Have fun with that, Chief.
Oh, now, what about this, Fief? Yes. There were so many different examples of different nemesis.
I've never had a nemesis.
That you've had. We played the one
Not
with
one.
I've never loads. Had nemesis.
Ella Hooper from Killing Heidi was one of them. She left after Ella had her removed.
We all did. We don't know what happened to her.
I didn't have her
she was far too popular in the office, and her baking was driving all the staff crazy. And Fief didn't like that.
Now she's down at South Melbourne Market baking on a Saturday. Try to get some corn.
No, she's doing very well.
No.
And how's the hollow stare she's got? It's like she's been through a war zone. I don't know what happened to that poor girl.
Now, what about this one? This was former Tintern school captain David.
Tintern?
Yeah. Now, Fief School, she was school captain, in case you didn't know. She reminds us all quite often. A couple of years ago, we all went back to Tintern, where Fief met the then current school captain. Now, this is an unlikely nemesis.
And he
nemesis.
Was a boy. When I was back there, we were just girls.
Well, there's already a problem that she's got with the guy. Just
was it a rigged count back then?
Let's have a listen. Oh. This was how... Fifi, the adult, with the student, David. Listen to the behaviour. They are each other's nemesis.
Is it possible that Dave has an issue with his authority being usurped?
Look, I mean, feel
We can't all be school captain, and I've been a school captain for longer than you have, Dave.
Some of us are with the times. I'm, like, more 2012 school captain.
Right,
your time's passed. Just accept that.
Sorry, were you junior school and middle school captain and senior school captain?
Yeah.
You know what's so unusual is I've never seen Fee hold on to something for like 20 years and say, oh, Wonga Park, yeah, yeah. Right. I just retract what I just
She's
said.
She's about to play tennis, a tennis tournament to make up for a loss she had in the under-14 tennis. So.
That was on me, guys, sorry.
I don't have nemesis. I'm about to if you guys keep this up, though. Taylor from Keilor. Hi, Taylor.
Morning, guys. So my nemesis was also someone who I went to school with. And she was made school captain when we were in year 12, and I had to work with her. I was the vice captain, and we absolutely did not get along at all.
Yeah.
And then, so we finished school, it was a horrendous year, left, went our separate ways, and I now work at in a marketing firm, like in an office.
Yeah.
And, just recently, the school captain, my nemesis, has, gotten a job in the same office as me.
Oh, no. And then, Taylor, all that competitiveness is going to come back and you're going to be, oh, that's going to put so much pressure on you because you're not going to want to get shown up by her. And
right. And she thinks we're great friends. Like, she's like, you know, we went to school together. Like, great. We know each other. Mm. And, like...
Well, she's listening now. She'll know that you're not.
Well, yeah, but, Taylor, sound like you're in a pickle. How do you get rid of your nemesis, Fee? Have you got advice for her? How do you do it?
Treat her like an ant and squash that
Is it
early.
Secret service? Do you hire someone?
No,
do you do it yourself? How do you do
don't,
it?
Don't, Taylor. You just clearly, she's a lovely person, and you just welcome her into the office, and it'll all be good.
Oh, and just to let everyone know that... it's been a pleasure for Dave and I to be working at SCA, and we probably won't be back Monday.
You're fine at the moment, Fev.
Wow.
Well, it's been great. Hey, Freddie, now that you're listening to his message, happy 21st. Your father wish he could have been there.
We might not be here Monday.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
Prince Harry's new girlfriend, Meghan Markle, star of Suits, who you love, Fev. I've never watched Suits.
Suits is a great show.
She's had to take time off filming. She's going to skip there, filming the new series of Suits in Toronto in Canada. But she's pulled out.
Well, that's obviously going to delay when the next season comes out. That's not good for us Suits watchers.
You'd be annoyed by that. And the reason for her absence is that she's the pressure, the turbulent atmosphere that she's living under at the moment where, we talked about this the other day, her mum's house got broken into. People are ringing everybody in her life to get dirt on her. She can't leave her apartment without... to hordes of photographers, the pressure of it. And I really feel for Prince Harry, and I feel for both of them. And Matt, they're like 3 months into this relationship and all this pressure. I mean, because...
Well, the big H just needs to put a ring on her. Bang, move into Buckingham Palace. Whatever.
Yeah, but Fev, maybe she doesn't want that. Like, maybe they just want to be normal for a bit. How hard is that now for them to keep continuing a normal progression, falling in love... with that. I know, it's almost
She'll forever have that, even when they break up. Oh, that's Harry's ex.
Well, she may leave him because of this. She may, honestly, go...
Sorry.
This is a serious chat. I just can't see yourself leaving a prince. It's just not really working out, the fact that I will never have to work again or worry about money ever.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
If you have a crush on someone right now, there's someone you really like, girls or guys, and you don't know what you... or how to text them or how to approach them.
What's his name?
Don't go anywhere. It's not me. Don't go anywhere because we are going to help you. It's not Fox to the Rescue in the traditional way, but we are going to rescue you. This is fascinating. There is a list of the 11 agonising stages of texting a new potential lover that have come out online. And I'm going to take you through some of these stages.
At which number do you take a photo of your crutch?
None. None. Now, if you've ever liked someone
stage
and
you've
sent them a text, you'd be familiar with stage one, which is the post-send panic. You send something and then you panic immediately and you look at your phone, you can't stop staring at it, waiting for a response. Then you have stage two, the grammar and spelling freak out. Never had that before myself, but you know, when you freak out about how you've spelled.
No, you freak out when people send a text to you that's grammatically incorrect. You're like, I don't think this relationship's going to work.
Stage three, read receipt realness. When you can see they've read it, and they haven't got back to you. Ooh. And then you're like, why are they taking so long? Then there's the false alarm when you get a text from your mum and you're like, I don't want that right now. I just want his text. The dawning of tragedy, which I love, and that's when it's been 30 minutes and he hasn't replied. And then you go, well, this is done. It's not going to happen.
I'll see this guy's response at 3 a.m. on a Sunday.
Exactly.
How do you feel if it's like 2 hours later and you get that? Do you get excited?
When he eventually gets back to you. Well, that's interesting, Fev, because stage nine, and I think a lot of girls will be familiar with this, the genuine concerns for his safety when you go, well, there's a reason why I haven't heard for 2 hours. Something's happened to him. We've all done that.
Yeah, he's finally probably had to catch up with a wife and kids. Yeah. You know, like he's got things on his plate.
Stage 10 is when you eventually get the text from him. And then stage 11, we're back to square one. You got to reply to him and it all starts again. So right now, 131060, if you are in the process of texting a guy or a girl, guys, I can help either way. I'm good at this.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I reckon 11 is a small count for you. I reckon your brain goes through 57 different options while you're texting.
And it's shifted because at the start of all this, you said, we can help you. Call us now if this is a situation you're in. And it's quickly shifted to, I can help you.
Isn't that why everyone's on?
Who would have thought that you think this team is all about you?
I am just saying, I am an expert in this field.
Guys, no, you're not.
You're the least qualified.
Isn't that what Tinder's for?
You're the only one not in a relationship in this room.
What?
Isn't that what Tinder's for? No text?
Well, yeah, but once you've moved on from Tinder, so you meet someone on Tinder and then you're like, gosh, I really like this guy. I really like this girl.
Okay.
Then you go into the texting
zone. I'm engaged. Dave's engaged.
Yeah.
He's engaged.
Yeah. I'm not, exactly.
So how are you going to help everybody?
I'm just very good at, I'm just saying, it's in my skill set. This is texting.
That's new.
This is the worst.
I send you great texts, Fev. You like my text, okay. Dave, Thorno. I'm a good texter. Okay. I can help you. Let's brainstorm a text for you on 131060. Call now. We'll help you. We'll get you this guy.
So if you're in the middle of this, somewhere between 1 and 11 on those steps, give us a call right
now. We'll help draft you the text that gets it across the line. Oh, I'm putting a lot on this.
Okay, 131060. Oh, call now.
Fifi, Dave and Fev.
This is a real community service from Fief.
That's right. Thank you, Byron. If you are interested in someone, a girl or a guy, and you want to craft a text to send them, and you want it to be the best text ever that makes them realise that they're in love with you, and of course they're going to pursue the relationship, we just said 131060, call through. We're going to help. I'm particularly going to help. Sarah from Brunswick. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Okay. We're great, Sarah. You sound a bit anxious. What's going down? Where did you meet this guy and where is the relationship at?
Okay. Well, we met a couple of weeks ago. It was at a hen's party. And we exchanged numbers, had a few texts back
and
forth.
Was he a stripper? Yeah, and it's not, was it your hen's party, was it?
Definitely not my hen's party.
Some important questions that had to be covered off. Continue.
He wasn't a stripper. He was a mega babe, though. So we were texting, had plans to catch up, and he bailed last minute, so I just left it. I hadn't heard from him for a little while, which was fine. I'm like, yeah, he's dead, whatever, moving along.
Someone dying, you just moved on very quickly from.
Yeah, stage nine, whatever, it was that. I woke up to a text this morning that he had sent at 11:40 last night saying, Sonia, .. how are you? ! And I was just chatting to a girlfriend saying, what do I do about this? When do I reply? Do I just leave it? Or
okay, Sarah.
Her name's Sonia, apparently.
Sonia, apparently. Yeah.
No, well, I think we're using alias and pseudonyms.
She's not.
She's not, obviously, Sonia. Good on you, buddy.
For the sake of this, your name is Sonia.
Sarah.
Continue. Yeah.
I'm going to call you Sarah again. Yeah. Okay, so, Sarah.
You can't Jedi mind trick Melbourne. Everyone's in their cars now going, no, we heard.
Just in case he tunes in right now, okay. He never heard that her real name's Sonia. So, Sarah.
Just delete the number.
Let's be honest. Okay, you didn't. You were going to catch up. He bailed on you and he took a number of days to get back to you. I don't like that already. So you have to start playing hardball. This is what's going to happen. He has texted you at 11:40 at night.
When have you ever done this yourself?
Okay. No, but this is true. 11:40 at night, Sarah, that's not good enough, okay?
That's what some may call a booty call.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that.
Everyone.
So, Sarah, that's what that was. Now,
I got that.
You are going to abstain. You are not going to get back to him.
What the hell is this phone in?
Wait a minute, are you a Catholic priest? What are you talking about abstinence for?
I'm serious, Sarah. Don't you get back to him. I'm going to give you till 4 o'clock today.
We were saying tomorrow.
Even better.
Leave it till tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. I love your friends. Even better. Tomorrow, right back.
Leave it till Monday. It's the weekend.
No, don't leave it too long because.
We'll leave it till at least tomorrow.
Yeah,
maybe
leave it
if
till
I crack
tomorrow,
4 o'clock today.
But, Sarah, you know what? When you get back to him, you're going to go back with this. I'm good. How are you? That's it.
Give him nothing else.
I'm good.
No smiley faces.
No, none
that's
of that.
That's just fishing for something back.
No, it's not. That's you know boring. What it is? Sarah, you don't need him. Already, I don't like him, so I'm happy if you cut him loose. But if he's going to stick around, he is going to fight for you, and he's going to work hard for it, okay?
All righty. Boys, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the question you should have asked at the start.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I said.
To be honest, Sonia McSara, I personally think listening to Fee is like listening to Corey Worthington do house parties. It didn't really work out well for her.
And my point of view, Sarah, Sonda, Sonia, is if you want a relationship, I'd hold off. But if you just want to have fun, text him back.
Yeah!
No, she wants a relationship. Okay. You want more,
Don't
Sarah.
Tell her what she wants.
I don't think so. I don't know if I do.
Well,
don't
then just text him back.
Don't be
see
the
where it goes.
I don't want to be the booty call.
No, yeah. No, don't
I'm
be the
lady.
Booty call. You catch
you
up at 12 o'clock.
This is
you're a lady and you're not going to get back to him until 4 o'clock this afternoon, possibly tomorrow.
Slash tomorrow.
Yeah, okay,
all
boss.
Right, guys.
All right, do what Fee says. That's what we've all learned to do on this show.
You thought that Fifi, Dave and Bev catch-up integrated the best bits of the show into a tight little package. Melbourne Polytechnic are the leaders in industry integration. They connect their students to industry pathways that lead them into careers. Hit up melbournepolytechnic.edu.au to find out how.